Federal regulators are proposing new rules to cut carbon dioxide emissions, and it looks like one community in West Michigan has a decent head start. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith in for Rebecca Williams. So in case you missed it over the summer, the Environmental Protection Agency is proposing cutting carbon emissions by 30% by 2030. Power plants are the biggest producers of carbon emissions in the U.S. Here in Michigan, coal powers half of all homes and businesses. So utilities are probably going to have to stop burning so much coal in order to meet the regulations, assuming they are approved. The city of Holland owns a coal plant. It's 75 years old, though. So a few years ago, the city thought it would try to update it, put in some new, more efficient burners, make other fixes that would reduce the pollutants that spew from its towers. But the community, environmentalists, and former Governor Jennifer Granholm put up a huge fight. There were lawsuits and appeals. Dan Nally is the business services director of the city-owned utility.
But I think as you go through life, you look at things, and if they're hard, and they're just extremely hard, there's a reason.
The reason may have been that Holland just wasn't meant to invest in coal again. After winning the legal right to go forward with its plan for coal, the city collectively took a deep breath, took a couple of years and evaluated all of its options. And instead of coal, Holland decided the most cost-effective option was actually natural gas.
What happens is you're out of choices. If you want to meet the regulations, you want to have a reliable system, what other options do you have?
Through the process, Holland has won over environmentalists who once fought the city. Well, sort of. The Sierra Club agreed not to challenge the natural gas plant as part of a legal settlement. Holland agreed to phase out coal. Naki Canfer is with the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign. He's happy Holland's invested in wind energy.
Holland has also begun an innovative project on deep retrofits of residential homes in order to achieve energy efficiency and use energy more effectively and smartly.
But making the switch from the old coal plant to the new natural gas one will cut the city's carbon dioxide emissions in half, at least in half, possibly more. Now, he says there's some other reasons why the new plant is getting some buzz in the utility world.
Ooh, that seat is cold.
We hopped in a gator so he could show me around the site where the city will build a new plant. They're cleaning up some property that's been sort of an unofficial backyard dump for years.
Oh, we found washing machines. We found all kinds of scrap steel, wire, fencing.
They're restoring wetlands where this awful, invasive plant called Japanese knotweed has totally taken over. Nally says once the plant is finished 2 years from now, there'll be a bunch of trails where people can walk and bike around the plant. That's going to be one of the first things people see when they drive into the city.
You could have a coal-fired power plant sitting here with a plume. That's one statement. Or you could have a world-class natural gas-fired power plant that's in a beautiful building in a park setting. That's another statement.
It's still not clear how Michigan will meet the proposed carbon-cutting rules. So Nally says it's hard to know how Holland will fit into the strategy. But he is sure they're in a better spot now. Federal regulators are accepting feedback on the proposed rules through the end of the month. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lindsay Smith.